Well, this parable that we read today is probably one of the ones under the Good Samaritan, probably one of the most well-known or remembered by people. And what, first of all, we need to understand that the circumstances in which Jesus is talking has to do with the time of significant oppression. They live under the heel of the Roman Empire, and their lives are very much confined by that. And their lives are constantly at risk if they even appear to be a problem for Rome. So Jesus is talking about, at one level, about the responses of people during bad times. So there's the different ways in which people respond. We here in this country are fortunate enough that we don't live under that kind of oppression or that kind of demand. Some of you may have heard recently about the bombing of a Coptic church in Egypt, and there are other places in the world where Christian people do live under significant persecution. And so we need to keep that in mind as we live our very comfortable and relatively easy lives. So the first response to the four ways in which people respond, Jesus likens to seed falling in different types of ground. Some falls on a hard scrabble path. You know what a path is like through a field when it gets walked on over and over. Sometimes it gets almost as hard as concrete. There's no life in it for seeds. The second one falls on stony ground. The third one falls on among thorns. And the fourth one falls in fertile ground. Now, again, for Jesus' time, when he's talking about him giving the message to people, and he's also talking about the fact that he just finished preaching to people, and a lot of them just don't understand, don't know what it means. Some of them get excited. Some of them go deep. So he says, when he explains it, there's a little passage missing between the two that we read today where Jesus is talking to his disciples. And they're saying, why do you talk to them in parables? He says, well, so that according to Isaiah, you can look and not see, you can listen and not hear. And so he says to them, and this is where the second part of our reading follows on, this is what the parable is about. The sower goes out to sow, and when the seeds fall on a hard path, these are the people who don't understand. And the birds come and eat up the seed, and away it goes. And then there are those who get excited very quickly in the stony ground, but they have no root. They haven't anchored themselves in the message. And so they, when the sun comes up, they wither. And the third one, it falls among thorns, and these are the people who respond to the message, but then get distracted by all the problems that surround them in their life. And the fourth one, of course, is the person who falls into fertile ground, sends out a deep root, and yields abundantly. So, what do we make of this for us today? Jesus is talking about different individuals and how they respond. What if we looked at it in terms of us being all four of those types of seeds? There are times in our lives when the message of our faith seems to be on hard ground. We don't understand. We grieve. We lose sight. And the birds come action somehow. And then, sure, certainly there are the times when we feel like we're living on stony ground. And we're not rooted deeply enough. We lose track of staying rooted in Christ. Jesus gave us that wonderful image of that we are grafted into the vine. He's the vine. We are the branches. We have no life in and of ourselves, only as we are rooted through Christ into deep cisterns of water. And then there are the times when our life just seems so surrounded by confusion and troubles and difficulties. Finances are not good. We wonder how we're going to pay the bills. We watch other people who seem to prosper even though they don't seem to have any faith or care for people. And our faith is shaken, disturbed. It can be uprooted. And then there are the times when indeed feeding ourselves on the Scripture and on the Eucharist and on the company of the pilgrims who gather together every Sunday. Somehow or other, I got the readings messed up today. So the passage from Corinthians is not the one that I was working with, but in the passage I was looking at, Paul repeatedly talks about the Spirit. Okay, just some quick passages. The law of the Spirit of life. Christ Jesus has set you free. In the law of the Spirit of Christ. The law of the Spirit of life. Christ has set you free. These pencil underlines are very interesting. Spirit, set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. You are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. The Spirit of Christ does not belong. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Jesus. His Spirit that dwells in you. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. You have received a spirit of adoption. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And he goes on in the rest of the reading as well. And it occurs to me that this is the sort of undergirding that we need to have so that we are able to keep ourselves in fertile soil. That the life of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, is with us at all times. But like I've said before about the Father, okay, the Father has very good manners, doesn't knock down the door, he knocks and waits for an answer. The Spirit likewise hovers with us, within us, around us, waiting for us to be aware. But we only become aware when we sit still for a bit. When we turn our attention away from the newspaper, the television, the iPhone, the iPad, the computer, all the things that fill our life and take our attention. We need to spend time allowing ourselves to be grafted into the body of Christ by the power of the Spirit. And only as we allow ourselves to be fed and nourished. not just for your individual choices, but for all four of those ways of responding to God. Think about that. And when you find yourself on hard ground, or on rocky ground, or surrounded by thorns, stop struggling. Sit still. And allow the Spirit to surround and fill and uphold you. And you too will know the joy of Jesus Christ our Lord.